Welcome to Aphrodite Audio. It's been almost a week, and my brain is still processing the experience that my wife and I shared. Maybe sharing the story will help, so here it goes. My wife and I both come from extremely conservative, fundamental Christian families. I even spent my entire school life in fundamental Christian schools. As such, sex has always felt taboo, even after we were married. I know it's unhealthy, but it's hard to shake that much programming. Even though I've been an atheist for years, the impulse to hide anything sexual in nature is still there. My wife once admitted to me years ago that she once lightly made out with a girl at a party years ago, and that she was turned on by it. She dealt with the shame and confusion over this for years. As a result of her background, though, she could never process it in a healthy way. My wife is also rather well-proportioned. I've always found her very attractive, but she has a hard time being naked in front of me. Bedroom intimacy is usually lights off, vanilla, or requires some degree of coverage for her. Fast forward a few years in our marriage. We're parents, and what started out as a very hot and heavy sex life has turned pretty vanilla and inconsistent. We recently moved to a new city, and my wife approaches me one day a little sheepishly with her laptop and shows me a website for a local swingers club. We have looked a little jokingly at places like this before, but this time feels different. She tells me that she's been thinking about her bi experience a lot lately and asks if I would like to check out a place like this to see what the atmosphere's like. I'm okay with it, as I think it might add a little excitement to our love life. A few months passed, and our kid was eventually invited to a sleepover that will keep them out of the house and cared for overnight. My wife comes up to me the same day and hands me her laptop again with the site pulled up to and opened an event schedule for that weekend. I asked, "Are you sure?" She looks back at me and very subtly nods her head, so I get verified with the club and buy our tickets for that evening. No turning back now. The next thing I know, we're parked in front of the club 10 minutes before opening, still sitting in the car. We turn to each other. "Are you sure you want to do this?" I ask. She says, "We've come this far," with a tiny little tremble in her voice. Doors open and we walk inside at the front desk, our tickets pulled up on my phone. I hand it to the guy at the front desk and he says, "Ah, fresh meat," as he scans us. Oh, gulp. Oh. Since we're new, one of the workers gave us a quick tour. There was a coat room, dressing room, lounge, club area, all pretty standard. "Okay, let me show you through the play area." She leads us back to an area with several different hallways, all lined with individual rooms. In each room was a short, leather-covered bed with neatly folded sheets in the corner. Many of the rooms have themes, and even some have different accessories, like bondage equipment, black lights, etc. Next were the public rooms. One of the couches lining the walls and a big bed in the middle of the room, the other with a big screen TV with porn on repeat. She explains to us the rules about closed doors, as well as a chain that goes across the door. This apparently signifies that everyone is free to gather and watch, but no one is to enter. Once the tour is done, we settle down in the club area and just start to watch people. More or less normal folks are slowly streaming in, and we both kind of marvel about how these people could just be anybody we pass on the street, our friends or neighbors. I turn and whisper in her ear, "I don't care what happens tonight with anybody else. We are claiming one of those rooms, and you are getting fucked tonight." She let out a little gasp and lightly gripped my thigh. We didn't want to just run back there and do our thing this early in the night, though. We started moving around to the other parts of the club and see what the atmosphere was like. We ended up in the quieter lounge area, observing the interactions of the people as they came and went. Many greet each other with a hug or a handshake, eerily similar to the way that churchgoers congregate before a service. Now, we did browse the club's dating site the day before the event. We found a few couples that interested us and marked their profiles with likes. We started to notice a few people streaming into the play area by about hour two and decide to follow. We enter the hallway and hear some very interesting noises. In one of the rooms, with a chain across a door, a girl is laying topless across the bed, being spanked mercilessly by a man standing over here. Spanking is one of the few kinky things that makes its way into our private activities. We just can't look away. I slowly slide my hand down the front of my wife's pants and into her panties and gently finger her clit. She lets out a tiny coo and gasp in my right ear, and my heart starts racing. I'm fingering my wife's pussy in front of a crowd of people in a swingers club. Fuck, that's hot. All of a sudden, she pulls my hand out of her pants and pulls me into the adjacent playroom. This room is equipped with a spanking bench and a padded wall with restraints. She closes the door and pulls the curtain closed, ripped off her pants, and positions herself on the spanking bench. "You've been a bad girl, haven't you?" "Yes, sir," she gasps. I start spanking her lightly and notice that she's moving around a lot more than she normally does when we do this in bed. She also makes strong eye contact with me through the mirror in front of the bench, driving me absolutely wild. I've only seen brief glimpses of this woman before tonight. All of a sudden, she gets a notification on her phone. We got a message from one of the couples that we had liked the night before. "I think I saw them walk past the room earlier," I say. "Do you want to find them?" she says. "Sure," and we get dressed. We turn the direction that we saw them go. The only room down that hallway is the big public room. We round the corner, and there they are, fucking on the bed in the middle of the room. The guy sees us in the doorway and says, "Hey guys, good to see you." "Wow." We get close and we shake hands. "You like what you see?" She loves to be touched. His wife nods in agreement and motions my wife in. She tosses a glance back at me, asking for permission, and I whisper, "Go ahead," in her ear. She moves in and gently fondles her tits. While I rub her still clothed thighs. It's then that I notice this woman has pulled my wife in for a very deep kiss. I hear her whisper, "You have entirely too many clothes on." She sits up, peels her top off, and slides her pants down. I then watch as my wife licks another woman's tits, and she fondles my wife's breasts in return. At this point, I can't help myself. I get undressed and move to whisper in her ear, "I'm going to fuck you now." The only response she can muster is a soft, "Mm-hmm." I peel her panties down and slowly enter her from behind. She lets out a deep, animalistic moan that I've never heard her make before. Holy fuck, this is happening. I can't help myself. I fucked her harder than I ever have in our entire lives. Her moans only got louder, separated by soft panting that just drove me wild. This is the passionate, sexual woman that I've always known was there. The other woman leans up and I hear her say, "There's a dozen people watching you getting fucked right now." My tunnel vision widens and I realize that the room is now full of both men and women enjoying the show that we've been putting on. She sits up with me still inside of her. "I need to lay down," she says, panting heavily. She lays on her back, and I go down and eat her sweet pussy. From my vantage point, I watch as men come and ask permission to fondle her big C-cup breasts. The other woman comes in to suck her nipples. I need to be back inside of her now. I move back up, hold her ankles, and fuck her like my life depended on it. The other woman moves her hand between my wife's legs and rubs her clit while they make out. All this while other men have their hands all over her as they've asked permission and were given. Eventually, we're both so worn out we have to rest. We get up and move to one of the empty couches that line the walls of the rooms and cuddle closer than we ever have before. She sits with her legs over my thighs as I rest my head against her still bare right breast, while gently running my fingertips up and down her thighs. I ask, "Did that just happen?" "I don't know what's gotten into me," she replied. We get dressed and spend the rest of the night in the lounge, chatting with the couple that we had just shared this experience with. When we got home, we still couldn't get enough of each other. We fucked furiously one more time before collapsing in bed. The most amazing part of the experience is that our communication is now incredible. We've laughed and cried together while basking in this afterglow for almost a week.